This year, very happy to say once again that we'll be doing the show on location at the Coralville Marriott during the Hawkeye Trade Show. I think they're having a reunion of the 1980 Final Four team, honoring some of the great Hawkeye basketball teams of the past. So stop on into Fry Fest this year. Of course, the trade show is free. Swing by the booth. Maybe we'll even have some goodies for you as well. And if you missed our discussion earlier on in the program today, Rob and some former Hawkeye football players are going to be a part of the program in the 6 o'clock hour on Fridays during football season. We're looking forward to that as we get everybody ready for kickoff every Friday during the KGYM road trip. 319-366-1600, that is the number to give us a call, or the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line. You want to learn more about what you can do to make your money work for you better, jkainvest.com is their website. Let's talk a little baseball here, Rob. We just watched the Cubs polish off the Blue Jays 7-4. I think this is the first time in 12 years that Toronto has played at Wrigley Field. Somebody said that earlier today, and that's why there were so many Blue Jays fans there. But the Cubs 64-57. They've got a 1.5 game lead on Milwaukee, a 2-game lead on St. Louis. Yesterday, John Lester leaves after giving up 8 runs. He goes on the disabled list today with a lat issue, a shoulder issue, that left shoulder, although the Cubs don't seem to think that it's going to be a long-term stay on the DL. And then in the same division, the Cardinals wind up putting Adam Wainwright on the disabled list again with an elbow impingement. And I know Cardinal fans are not necessarily pleased with the way that Wainwright has pitched this year, but they're 15-8 in games that Wainwright has started. He's a big game pitcher for them. I said it earlier, 87-88 wins feels like this is going to win the division and set a team up for a showdown with the Washington Nationals in the National League Division Series.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And that's the strange thing with baseball since they've gone to the wild card. It makes the postseason that much more unpredictable. Just because it, you know, say Lester comes back, Arrieta's pitching better. You know, you got Quintana now. The Cubs are a dangerous enough team that, you know, they could beat the Nats. They could beat the Dodgers. I know the Cubs fans are probably laughing at me right now, but stranger things have happened, and it's still a lot of pieces on this team that won from the team that won the World Series last year. It's just a matter of they can hit their stride. I think it's a bigger loss for the Cardinals to lose Wainwright at this point, because at least the Cubs can go and put Montgomery in there, who's been pretty good this year. I'm not sure what the Cardinals do, and you take away, you know, he's not what he used to be, Wainwright, but he's still a pretty good pitcher, and you know when you put him out there, when he's right, you're going to get a good start.
I don't know if they can make a move through the waiver wire right now, maybe a deal to try to bring in an arm to eat some innings. The one thing about Cardinals fans is they're not completely crazy. You don't see them clamoring for some sort of Justin Verlander trade or anything like that to try to patch what is a leaking ship at this point. But it just seems like nothing can go right for any team in that division this year, including the team that's in second place right now. I want to ask you, what do you think of the Milwaukee Brewers' chances? Because we get criticized all the time for talking so much about the Cubs and the Cardinals, but they tend to be much more popular in this area than the Brewers, but Brewers fans can be very vocal about their team. No one seems to be giving Milwaukee much of a chance fight.
I thought they were probably a year or two away. I'm a little surprised that they've done what they've done to this point, and then they hit the skids here in the last month or so, and let the Cubs overtake them. But the one question you have with them is pitching, starting pitching. Do they have guys that they can go to that are gonna shut it down? You know, shut the opponent down when the pressure's on. And then in conjunction with that, they're pretty young. You know, a lot of their players haven't been through this before, and you always wonder how they're going to handle that. So I think they're talented. I think they have a chance to do it. And like you said, it's a division that's up for grabs, really. But I would be surprised if they were the ones that came out on top of this whole thing.
And you got Pittsburgh, which has finally fallen off. They're six games back at 58-63. Cincinnati dead last at this point moving forward. Again, if the season ended today in the National League, you'd have three teams from the West that would be in the postseason. So the Dodgers would get an interdivision game with the wild card winner, and then most likely the National League Central champion, whoever it is, would take on Washington, who right now is 72-47 with a 14-game lead in the NL East over Miami. And that's interesting because that sets them up to do something similar to what the Cubs were able to do last year, and that's sort of coast a little bit to the finish line. Maybe you start figuring out a way to skip Steven Strasburg for a start, or give some of your guys, your regulars like a Bryce Harper, a day off. Of course, he's spending a little bit of time sidelined with what looked like a really scary knee injury, but the Nationals say it wound up not being that bad. I want to talk about something that you and I were discussing before we came on the air, though, because it's been a frustrating point for me all year to try to talk to Cubs fans who seem to be upset that this team isn't just plowing its way through the National League again and basically laying claim to another World Series title this year. I was happy they won the World Series last year. They're doing okay this year, and I keep reminding myself they won the World Series last year. You made a really great parallel to the 1986 New York Mets. For people who don't know, you grew up on the East Coast, you're a Mets fan. That team in 86, you've been waiting for the next chance to come around for them for quite some time.
Yeah, I was I just got out of high school then. Now I turned 50 this summer, if you want to put it in perspective. And there are no guarantees. And you know, I know fans don't want to hear that. They, you know, hey, we won it last year. It's a lot of the same players back. We should win it this year. It's hard to do that. And that Mets team, I think, was a little bit more. What's the word I'm looking for?
Colorful.
Colorful would be a word, but
volatile,
yeah,
that also comes to mind.
Troubled. There were some troubling things going on.
Did you ever read Jeff Perlman's book about that, The Bad Guys Won?
I have not read that. I wanted to read The Strawberry Good and The High and Tight.
Pretty good insight into what made that team tick that year. But I think a couple things come to mind. The 86 Mets, which looked like they were the closest thing to a dynasty at that point, maybe baseball was going to see. They haven't won the World Series since 1986. They got back there in 2001 Subway Series with the Yankees.
I don't want to talk about that.
But weren't able to pull that off, and then ran into the Kansas City Royals a couple years ago. And then the other instance is one we made reference to, and that's the Washington Nationals, when it looked like they were poised to go to the series. I think it was 2011, right, when they shut Steven Strasburg down. And they had a month of September where I think Strasburg started against the Cubs, who were going nowhere, the Marlins, who were going nowhere, and a couple other starts in there where they could have basically either skipped him or taken him out after three or four innings, and they chose not to. They get to the end of the season, well, they're going to shut him down, because it's a big window for them, 4 or 5 years. Well, the Nationals haven't even sniffed the World Series since that time. And you look back and you say that may have been their best chance. It's just another reminder that baseball is such a fickle game when it comes to, you can have all the talent in the world, and the Cubs, and I think that's what maybe is the frustrating part for a lot of the fans that are angry that the team is struggling this year. There's so much talent on that roster. When you look at Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryant and Javier Baez, he's got his demons sometimes, but I you know, he's too much of a free swinger. Kyle Schwarber, I still think people are trying to figure out just exactly what they have in him, but he's somewhere between the guy who was hitting .150 earlier this year and a guy who was hitting .429 in the World Series last year. The pitching staff, Joe Maddon in the dugout, it's hard not to look at that team and say, yeah, they should just walk on the field and win 102 games this year or something like that. But it's all about keeping things in perspective. And I think, you know, this team's not the 86 Mets, because there will never be another 86 Mets team again. Was it Tim Tuffel and Randy Myers? I'm trying to remember who got in a fight on the team charter the one
Keith
night.
Hernandez burning heaters in the dugout and drinking Michelob.
Oh, you know, baseball was such a simpler time back then. I remember Jim Leland when he managed the Pirates with the cigarette cupped in his hand up the tunnel.
I think a big part of what the Cubs are missing this year, Fowler was such a big part of that team last year. And I'm not saying he would have come back and done that in the leadoff spot this year, but they've missed that this year.
It's not the superstar guys.
Yeah.
And David Ross is another big part of that as well. A guy, a career backup catcher, but you look how much he meant to the Red Sox, and then he comes to the Cubs. And I was certainly critical of that move at the time, because they had Wellington Castillo, and you move him to the Diamondbacks to bring in a guy who was going to carry John Lester's golf clubs around. I wasn't a big fan of that, but then you look at how much the guys loved him in that clubhouse, and he was a big, big part of the chemistry that made that team so successful last year. And you take one or two guys out of the mix, and guys maybe fall back to earth a little bit. Kyle Hendricks comes to mind, who, you know, you follow prospects as well as I do. Kyle Hendricks was a guy coming up that everybody thought, he's going to be a nice number five guy. He's an inning-eating guy on the back end of the rotation. Comes out of nowhere last year to have a Cy Young caliber season. It was a little bit of fool's gold to expect that again. As a Cub fan, you know what my mind goes back to? Mike Bielecki. You remember Mike Bielecki? He won 18 games for the Cubs in 1989. And then I don't think he even sniffed 12 wins after that. But there was a little bit of lightning in a bottle last year with him.
Addison Russell hasn't had the same year.
Zobrist is, and you knew signing that contract with Zobrist that you were paying for the first couple seasons there. You were going for it.
Yep.
And now it's a little bit of sunk cost there, because as we've seen in the post-Barry Bonds era of baseball, when guys hit that mid-30s, even some of the early 30s, their games really started to tail off. And Zobrist has been a tremendous player for a number of years, but it looks like he's maybe to the point now where he's on the backside of his career. So everything came together for that team last year. This year, not so much. And I think, fans need to come to that realization now. As you said, anything can happen. And if they do win the division and get into the postseason, maybe they catch fire.
And they catch Dusty Baker.
which I think a lot of Cubs fans would definitely be happy about managing in the postseason against. But it's going to be tough. Cardinals, Cubs, Brewers, you're staring at it right now, because the Dodgers aren't going to fall off the face of the earth here. They have the best record. They're going to wind up with the wild card game. And then, so you've got basically the Nationals waiting for whoever comes out of the National League Central. But Lester to the disabled list today for the Cubs. Mike Montgomery slides into the rotation to take his place. That means a call to Des Moines had to be placed for Rob Zastrzyzny to come up and take over that Mike Montgomery role in the bullpen. Anybody but Justin Wilson at this point. Anybody who throws left-handed but Justin Wilson. And I think the Cardinals are still trying to figure out what they're going to do with Wainwright on the disabled list, but they did bring up Luke Weaver earlier in the week with another move, and they've got a little bit of pitching down in the minor leagues. So plenty of baseball talk to come yet today. 5:35, we'll talk with Jack Dom, the Mount Mercy coach, touching all bases. We'll get Jack's take on what the Cubs do without John Lester. And Jake Arrieta had a pretty nice start today as the Cubs beat the Blue Jays at Wrigley Field in the series opener. We've got Minnesota Twins baseball on the way for you tonight. Nothing screams great major league rivalries like the Minnesota Twins and the Arizona Diamondbacks. We'll have it for you. 107.5 FM, the North Gym, tonight after the show is over at 7 o'clock. It's 4:51. We've got tickets to see Hairball at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. We'll give you more details about that when we return. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with special guest host Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com today, taking you up until 7 o'clock. Back with more after this.
Your building might look good, but how about your parking lot? Faded lines, potholes, and cracks can ruin a good first impression. Fixing your lot can be more affordable than you think. Pate Asphalt will be happy to come take a look and give you a free estimate. They do everything, repairs, striping, sealing, and they've been doing top-notch work around here for over 30 years. So let your parking lot impress your customers before they even step inside. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. Contact them at pateasphalt.com.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to kgymradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
It's only 20 days until the NFL kicks off the 2017 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every game, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Call 855-MEDIACOM to order now.
4:53, I forgot what it was like working with a Jets fan when the NFL was mentioned. I think I saw Rob grimace there a little bit with the reminder that the season was right around the corner, but we will have several NFL games for you on the horizon. And, yes, stay tuned for details about the KGYM Listener Fantasy Football League. We're still finalizing some of the things that need to take place, but looks like we're going to be doing that again this year, thanks to our good friends at Imon Communications for that. Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com set to join the program in the coming weeks to answer your fantasy questions on a weekly basis. We mentioned the Hairball tickets. We do have those for you again tonight. It's our last pair that we can give you this week. The concert Saturday, November 18th at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. Be listening sometime between now and 6 o'clock tonight for your chance to see Hairball at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. Rock and roll, 80s rock and roll, will never die as long as Hairball has anything to say about it. Those are tickets, a $23, $25 ticket range, very affordable concert. You can get them on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com or the Ice Arena or U.S. Cellular Center box office in downtown Cedar Rapids. But why buy them when you could win them coming up in the next hour? 4:54, let's send it back to the studio on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Time now for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Here's Kyle Mann.
The Iowa wrestling program secured a transfer from former Cyclone Pat Downey today. He's an All-American who earned an 18-4 record in his 2 years in Ames, but was dismissed from the program in February. Downey has to finish his degree at Iowa State before he can compete for Iowa, and he plans to do so with online classes while competing in freestyle tournaments. High school football in the area got started last night with a couple of Week Zero games. Lone Tree beat Central City 26-18, and HLV beat Waco 67-20. There are more games tonight, including Springville and West Central. Recently promoted former Colonel Clark Beaker was named a Midwest League postseason All-Star today, making the team as one of two right-handed starters. The Colonels also made a roster move yesterday, activating third baseman Travis Blankenhorn off the 7-day DL, but also placing infielder Amoris Minier on the 7-day DL. They also did beat the Burlington Bees 8-0 in the series finale. Royce Lewis was 2-for-5 with an RBI. Aaron Whitefield was also 3-for-5 with 3 RBI. They're back home tonight, beginning a 4-game series with the Beloit Snappers. It's going to be Anthony Marzi on the hill, delivering the first pitch at 6:35. We do have the Twins for you tonight. They split a doubleheader with the Indians yesterday and are set to begin a 3-game series with the Diamondbacks tonight. They'll have Irvin Santana taking on Zach Godley. That's going to start at 7:10, and you can hear it after our show on 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Did you make it to any Colonels games this summer? You've got three kids,
yeah,
so they're pulling you in different directions.
Unfortunately, I didn't. I was thinking about going tonight because double you get.
Well, I ruined that for you, didn't
yep.
I? Yeah.
Bob Brooks bobblehead, which I would like to acquire one of those for my son, who Bob was very nice to, and then also Royce Lewis. I'd love to get a chance to see him play as well.
I have had the Bob Brooks bobblehead on my desk for the last month. It pays to have connections with the Colonels. The only thing that disappointed me about it is it's not one of the talking bobbleheads where you can press the I've got a Jack Brickhouse bobblehead where you press it and it's the Ernie Banks's 500th home run call, and oddly enough a Rick Dempsey bobblehead that has three or four different sayings.
Was
on
he
it.
Famous for any sayings, right? Or is it
no, it's different audio clips from the 83 okay. 83 World Series including a phone call. He's the one who talked to Ronald Reagan on the phone
okay.
in the clubhouse after the World Series. But it is Bob Brooks bobblehead tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium, and I know they're going to have quite a line there when the gates open at 5:30. So if you're interested in getting one of those, line up. And I think Bob would approve. I think it looks a lot like Brooksy. They've even got him holding out. It's his head bobbles. But so does the tape recorder
nice.
In his arm, which was a really nice touch. You're going to hear from college football guru Phil Steele when we return. It's the KGYM Road Trip next.
Hey, it's Jim. I can't take your call right now. I'm digging for oil in my basement to help pay for my family's mobile bill. A little crazy, you say? You try getting a data plan that has enough gigs for my family. And I thought braces were expensive. We definitely need a switch.
Stuck in a dysfunctional family plan? Switch to Boost Best Family Plan right now and get four lines for just $20.